Time now for sports on 104.7 The Cave. Here's Ned Reynolds.
Mike the intern, Ned Reynolds in the studio this morning. You hate to see any kind of unsportsmanlike conduct on the national scene, but the little tiff between the Kansas Jayhawks and the K-State Wildcats definitely looks like the Jayhawks are taking that incident very seriously.
Well, they suspended their top player, several others, and some Kansas State players got suspended too. This really falls under the aegis of the Big 12 Conference as opposed to the NCAA. I don't think the NCAA will issue any further punishment. But KU did, and their star player, the guy who really perpetrated the whole thing, Silvio De Sousa, has been suspended for 12 games. I said, well, that's not very much, unless you consider the 12 games going to take it to the end of the season. They don't have that many games remaining, and that may carry over into the NCAA playoffs, the tournament, and it's really unknown if Bill Self will allow the guy to play then, too. But the fact remains that he and several others, his is the most serious of these suspensions, and it should be, because he had the ball stolen from him with no time remaining. All right, that was maybe unnecessary on the part of Kansas State, and the kid went in, and De Sousa blocked the shot and then stood over him and taunted him. Hey, come on, boys, grow up a little bit. We don't have that kind of behavior. Yes, it's athletics. Yes, your feelings are at a peak. They should be for a competition, but not to that extent. Well, this kid's going to pay the price for it. We'll see what happens from there on in.
Yeah, man, it's unfortunate. You got to breathe and count to 10. So, a new manager for the Mets. What do you think about that?
Very interesting. There's a kind of a sociological geographic explanation here. His name is Luis Rojas, and he's been around. He played a little bit of baseball, and he comes from a baseball family. The family is the Alou family. Felipe Alou, Moises Alou. Moises Alou is his older brother. Wait a minute. Why does he have the name Rojas? Because in the Latin culture, when you are born in the Dominican Republic or South America, you have the mother's last name last. When you're born in the United States, the last name is the father's name, and that is last. Well, he was born in the Dominican Republic, so he is Luis Rojas, but he's one of the 11 Alou children. Jesus.
11?
Yeah, Felipe Alou was very prolific.
Oh, man.
Felipe's still around. Heck, I remember him with the Atlanta Braves. Great player. He's now 84 years old. But, yeah, he has 11
kids.
He worked hard.
God bless his heart.
Anyway, Luis Rojas will be the New York Mets' new manager. Replaces Carlos Beltran. He has the ability to be able to be a pretty good manager and have a good team. And the reason that the New York Mets are staying with the Latin culture there is because they have key players who are of Latin derivation. And the feeling is that he can communicate better with them. So we'll see what happens.
We definitely will see what happens. Now, it seems that the St. Louis media is being a little critical of the Cardinals right now. Why do you think that is?
Because they let Marcell Ozuna get away. Now, you have to understand how the media works. It isn't necessarily in concert with the team. Well, Marcell Ozuna has been a free agent with the Cardinals the last several years, had 29 home runs last year, even though he missed 5 weeks because of a finger injury, still had 29 homers. Well, the Cardinals let him go on free agency, did make a qualifying offer of $17,800,000, which is the allowed qualifying offer. We turned it down, explored the free agent market. The thinking was that he would go to either the Texas Rangers, the Cincinnati Reds, or back with the Cardinals. And Ozuna himself has said he'd like to come back to St. Louis. Well, the media is critical of the Cardinals because they dilly-dallied and talked and so forth and so on. Well, Ozuna signed with the Atlanta Braves yesterday for $18 million a year, one-year contract. And now the St. Louis media is saying, you guys just hung around too long and didn't talk and didn't do anything. Maybe, but also maybe by design. That may be, in the media's case, jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, it could have been. You never know. Sometimes there are things happening behind closed doors. We have no idea. And that's why we don't get paid to deal with that stuff. The Kansas City Chiefs so far, so good as far as dealing with all the media coverage going into the Super Bowl. And the coaches and scouts are going to be busy for the next few days while the team kind of gets their game plan together for next weekend's game. What do you think?
Yeah, what they're doing now is going probably through very light drills and keeping loose and all that. Their preparations for the 49ers probably begin, I'm going to guess, maybe this weekend or very early next week, because many of the coaches and the Scouts are not there. They are in Mobile, Alabama, because this weekend is the Senior Bowl All-Star game, and the Senior Bowl All-Stars have been working out. I think they started yesterday, and they'll continue as a team. The Senior Bowl All-Star game, obviously, is for seniors, graduating seniors, and a great opportunity for Scouts, coaches, to check and see how their top prospects are going to be under playing conditions. Now, keep in mind, the coaches for the Senior Bowl are NFL coaches. Matt Patricia from the Detroit Lions has one team, and Zach Taylor from the Cincinnati Bengals has the other. So these coaches know how to really kind of steer these kids. But the rest of the NFL sit up in the stands, and the game's on television, too, as well. So they'll watch, and they'll make judgments, and they make notes. Now, it's not all based on how these kids do in this game, but it is a very important showcase for them.
It is, and it just means that even though the season is coming to an end here in a week and a half, the wheel continues to turn, my man. That's what I'm talking about. You got a busy night tonight. You got some basketball to watch, huh?
There's some here in town. As a matter of fact, the Bears are playing conference game. The Valparaiso Crusaders come in here. Missouri State's coming off a win at Evansville last Saturday. Valparaiso is coming in off a win. They beat Indiana State in their last game. Valparaiso has a slightly better record than the Bears do. They're 10-9, and the Bears are hovering around 500. But this is a game that Missouri State really needs to show its best. Valparaiso's not all that bad a team. The game is starting at 7:30, and not the usual 7 o'clock tonight. It's 7:30, and that's because it's on one of the national television cable networks. And as a result, you bow to the red eye of the
yes,
camera.
Yes, that is right. Pay your dues, get on your knees, and do your worship, sir. How about them Drury teams? What's their schedule looking like?
Drury ball clubs are in Indianapolis tonight for two games, and in the Great Lakes Valley Conference, that's how they do it, doubleheaders. The women play first, and then the men second. And the Panthers are playing the Indianapolis Greyhounds tonight. Indianapolis women's team is not on a par with the Drury Lady Panthers. Nobody in the country is. Drury is number one. They are undefeated. They are really rolling. And they're really not even playing close games. They're smoking these other teams. Now, whether or not that continues in national competition, that's to be seen. But the Lady Panthers will play Indianapolis in the first game. Second game, different story. The Indianapolis team, the men's team, very, very, very good. Drury team has struggled. Drury is coming off a loss to Southwest Baptist the other night, Monday night. And Steve Hesser needs to get his team cranked up and ready to go because they are capable of playing very well. We'll find out what happens.
Hopefully they can get a win. That'd be huge for morale,
huge.
Man. Well, hopefully you can get a win in your tennis match today. Good luck today, sir.
Thank you, sir.